And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, robbing the rich and keeping the dough, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Bad Mojo's Out of Control. Listen to Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Bad Mojo's, a track called Out of Control. They are Swiss lo-fi garage punk, as if you didn't know. And that's a new release out on Voodoo Rhythm Records. And the album is called I Hope You OD.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, dead friendly. Really good album. We will be playing more from it in the future. I'm really happy at the moment because I've got my fire on.
Nice.
And as I said that, my headphones fell off. And now the headphones are back on. What I've got, Tony, I'll tell you what, let's find this out. What's Bad Mojo's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Bad Mojo's Band?
Facebook.com/Bad Mojo's.
Oh.
BadMojo's. Paulie B in the internet. One, Tony Nil. I've got some additional material for you, Tony.
Okay.
In the shape of a joke. If you have a joke or poem for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Type in your email. Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke, and Poetry Corner if it's a poem. And guess what? That's what Jen did. Is it Glenn? Is it Jen? Is it Jen Glenn? I know you get involved in all that. I can tell you it's Jen.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, ooh. And she says, and this is, I think, a cracker. What do you get when you mix goat DNA? Sorry, I'll say this again. What do you get when you mix goat DNA and human DNA?
Don't know.
Kicked out of the petting zoo, for starters.
Nice.
Yeah, nice. And that is from, that's signed off, Not Glenn and her friend Luke.
Right.
I think this plot is thickening.
Oh.
But anyway, thank you very much, Jen. And I've got something else. I had to read that out of my phone. And I've got something else to read out of my phone as well, that I'll be reading out of my phone later on.
Right.
I'm just looking for where it is now. There it is. So I've got that ready for later. Oh, I'm on the ball. Now, I do like getting jokes.
You do?
I do, yes. Thank you for joining in. But I just feel like this bit's been a bit short, but we're just going to crack on. You've got exciting news, I think. So I kind of want to get to the bit when you spill that, mate.
Okay.
So if it's all right, we're going to play two songs in a row now.
Let's go for it. Yeah, sure.
Sure, right. So stay tuned for Iggy and the Stooges, Tony.
Blimey.
I know, how exciting. First up, a band we never played before called Autogram. Vancouver Newman-esque New Wave, I would describe this as, Tony. Ooh. Now, the album that it's out on is quite electronic. This track is less so. Very poppy, very catchy. I think you'll like it a lot. What is Autogram's website?
Autogram.com?
Autogram.band. And Autogram is AUTOGRAMM. Dot band. Paulie being set to Tony Nil, this is Small Town.
Small town girls and small town boys, they're hugging and kissing, too old for toys. Small town boys and small town girls, they're moving to the cities all around the world. Whatever they're doing it wrong. Remember when we were them, we sang the same songs. Small town boys and small town girls. Small town girls, small town boys. Small town girls and small town boys, they're smoking and drinking, making lots of noise. Small town boys and small town girls, they're probably doing nothing all around the world. Whatever they're doing it wrong. Remember when we were them, we sang the same songs. 16 girls and 16 boys, 16 boys and
Town.
Hey!
You're listening to Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I did mention last week that we had all new beds, didn't I? None of the original beds.
Yeah.
On last week's show. This week's show, I think we've got two of the pretty much original beds and one that came not long after.
Mm.
So we're still pretty old school.
Nice.
Speaking of old school, that was Iggy and the Stooges, Tony.
Blimey.
Why have I played that?
I don't know. Why have you played that?
Well, it was a track by the Detroit Legends called I Got a Right. And it's come from the Cherry Red box set I was on about, which I now can't remember what it's called. It's called Bring On The Droogs, or Here Come The Droogs, which right. is out anytime soon, which is a pre-punk, glam, pub rock, all sorts of things. Three CD collection. That's yet another one that's really good and in time for Christmas. And whereas their other ones have featured just British artists, this one has featured artists from all over the world, including Iggy and the Stooges with that track there. Now, have I got another track coming up this week? No, I haven't. I got another one a week after. So anyway, that's why we played that. Obviously, everybody should know who Iggy and the Stooges are by now. I don't think it's too soon to be playing that.
No, sure not.
I think it came out in 1972.
Wow.
So I think it's current. So that came out before you were born.
Did
significantly. Just remind me what year you were born again, Tony?
1977.
You were born punk.
Mm.
Good lad. Have you got any Facebook? Oh, so right, Iggy and the Stooges, or Iggy Pop, or whatever you want to call whichever incarnation of Iggy, has a website. What is it?
Iggy.com.
Iggy and the Stooges music.com. Be involved in it.
Bloody hell.
Yeah. Anyway, Paulie B and Internet 3, Tony Neil. Ha. Have you got any Facebook comments?
Kind of.
That'll do for me. Let's hear it.
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle. Right, so we haven't had any on the Punky Radio page.
It's been very quiet. Yeah, absolutely none on the Punky Radio page this week.
Perhaps you could remind people about that then first.
Yep, so if you're on Facebook, please pop along to our Facebook page, facebook.com/Punky Radio. Do like the page, do leave us a comment, do get in touch, do like to hear from you. Get in touch, yeah.
Yes, but as promised a fortnight ago, and I forgot to mention it last week, I have set up a Facebook page, The Church of Bacon Sandwiches.
You have?
This is in response to veganism possibly becoming a religion, and me thinking, well, we ought to have our own, and what better religion than a Church of Bacon Sandwiches? So there is now a page. It's very new. It hasn't had a lot of looks or interest so far because we haven't really advertised it or publicised it. But it's facebook.com/TCOBS, T-C-O-B-S, The Church of Bacon Sandwiches. And feel free to go on there, have a look at the page. I've already put some good stuff on there. I recommend you look at the I don't know whether you've had a look, Tony, but
yeah,
the Church of Bacon Sandwiches hasn't got the Ten Commandments.
Oh, right. I've not seen that, no.
It's got the Ten Condiments.
Nice.
Thanks very much. I enjoyed writing it. There's some stuff on there, and there's some justification for the church on the page. But you can also post on there as well, if you'd rather post there than on the Punky Radio page. Do like the page, and we'll see what happens. It might never take off. It might do.
It's staying where it is.
It is. But anyway, I have got an official... I've just thought it. I've got... Right, so hang on. I did actually write something. As promised, I set up the Church of Bacon Sandwiches /TCOBS as a bit of fun with surprising results. Like the page if you can be bothered and get the occasional update as well. Who knows? It could become the most important religious statement since the 2001 Jedi census, which left thousands of people declaring their family... declaring their family would use the force. Use the farce, Tony. Mm. Use the farce.
Nice.
Right. So, anyway, that's done. If you like to use the farce, feel free to like the Church of Bacon Sandwiches. Anyway, there's a comment on there that you wanted to read out. Is that right?
There is, yes. So I had one comment from Mark Vonderschmidt. And he says, as the third person to like this page, does that make me a church elder? You did respond, say no.
I did.
It makes you a bacon bishop.
It does make you a bacon bishop. I nearly called him a pork duke. But then there's a band called the Paul Jigs, and he is our first Bacon Bishop. In fact, the first 10 people to like the page will all get the honorary title Bacon Bishop.
Nice. There you go. So yeah, do check it out. It's linked to my page as well, isn't it? So facebook.com/punkyradio, you'll see it on there as well.
Or facebook.com/tcobs, T-C-O-B-S.
Would be quicker.
I tried to get cobs, but you know, you need 5 letters.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. That's why I had to add the T.
Right.
Very upset.
Oh, dear.
So anyway, that concludes.
Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle. Now, Tony, we'll talk about this after we've played it, shall we?
Yes.
Yes, let's do it. This is Apocalypse Babies. Where have all the punkettes gone?
You and me, scared to think where have all the punkettes gone? Fishnet stockings and rocks out here. Where have all the punkettes gone? I nearly gave you more, a heart attack. Where the hell do you think you're gone? Just like that, I see it. Where have all the punkettes gone? Where have all the punkettes gone? Where have all the punkettes gone now? Top 3s and never went to gigs. Where have all the punkettes gone? And you keep been out seeing a big sin. Where have all the punkettes gone? What sexual awakening for this little brat? Where the hell do you think you're gone? Just like that, sing it. Where have all the punkettes gone? Where have all the punkettes gone? Where have all the punkettes gone now? Where have they gone? I live in a section in the wardrobe, my husband doesn't know. Where have they gone? I love in bed, she tries on her old punk rock clothes. Where have they gone? Squeezes up a leather mini over her thighs. Where have they gone? It must have shrunk in the washy size. It must have shrunk in the washy size. Where have all the punkettes gone? Your aunt daughter's gone up to the festival. Where have all the punkettes gone? She's got a big drink, shine and cut her back. Where the hell do you think you're gone? Just like that, I'll sing it. Where have all the punkettes gone? Where have all the punkettes gone? Where have all the punkettes gone now? Where have all the punkettes gone? Where have all the punkettes gone? Where have all the punkettes gone now? Sing it.
You're listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Apocalypse Babies and a track from their latest album called Am I Right? Politically Incorrect?
It is, yeah.
What is Apocalypse Babies' Facebook page, Tony?
Facebook.com/Apocalypse Babies?
facebook.com/pages/category/musician-band/apocalypse-babies-15257849146681949/ And why is that, Tony?
We haven't set up a default URL, have we?
Yeah, that's right. We haven't, have we, Tony? Only being is there for Tony Neil. Maybe you'd like to explain why that is so funny.
I've gone and joined the Apocalypse Babies.
You are the new guitar, the lead guitar player, aren't you? Because
yes.
Asterix plays rhythm and... Yes, the lead as well, actually, don't you, Asterix? You don't just play them.
I think so. I think I assume he probably writes most of it as well, but he's made most of rhythm now. We'll see how he goes with that as well, because I kind of talked him out of it. But yeah, so I joined the band. As I alluded to last week, so they were looking for a guitarist. I was interested. They sent me a CD of 16 songs, and I learned them, and I went to Cross on Saturday and auditioned, as it were. And I might have been a bit too enthusiastic.
Were you better at their songs than they were?
Yes. certainly 3 of them, because 3 of the songs are they're still writing or they're still recording them, so they haven't learned them very well, but I'd learned all of them as if...
Right, so you know them as well as they do, that's the point.
Yes.
Those 3, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm very excited, Tony, because they're a fantastic band and you're a fantastic guitar player. It is a marriage made in heaven.
It seems to be great to me. They're all nice. I mean, my only worry is I wouldn't get on with them, but they're all very nice people as well, and I like the music, always have done. The new album's great. It really is great,
and that was a track from it, and we are going to be playing more, obviously, and not just because you're in them.
Yeah.
But thank you very much. I'm really glad that I managed to get in touch with their lead guitar player to send me some MP3s.
Yes, he's very good at that. And maybe
it worked out really well.
And when he gets control of the Facebook page, they will sort that default URL out as well.
But yeah. I think they should make you an admin as soon as possible.
Yeah, I think so. We've only had one practice and we're going to meet back up in January. But I did make sure that, you know, did do a check with them all, that they're all very happy that I joined. But I was quite enthused. Because I spent all week learning the song, so I was kind of ready for it. It's been over a year since I had a gig, so I was kind of like, I was up for it, I was very enthusiastic and bouncing around, and maybe they were just a bit taken back, and maybe they didn't expect someone quite so enthusiastic.
Well, I suppose, because they're just doing a last rehearsal of the year and auditioning yet another guitar player.
Yeah.
And you're going, woohoo, I'm in the back.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. So we'll see, but I said to Asterix, the singer, that I think 2 or 3 practices, I'll be gig ready. I mean, and I think that's about right, because I don't think it'll take too much more. And so hopefully, April at the latest, we'll start doing some gigs.
Brilliant. Well, I'm really pleased for you, and I'm really pleased for them. And I'm really pleased for us, because it means we can play some Apocalypse Babies. We haven't played any for ages.
Yeah.
Is that all you did last week, Tony? Did you go and see that film?
No.
Still
didn't,
not?
Didn't, no. We went to see The Horse on Sunday. He's all right.
Right.
Caked in mud. That's about it, that's all he does. That's right, really. Yeah, we didn't see the film, but did join a band. That's what I did. What did
do
you get up to?
Apocalypse Babies know that you own a horse?
Yes.
Oh, they do, right?
Didn't mention it.
Okay, how do they take that?
They seem to be fine about it. Because I was saying that, you know, Saturday afternoons
they've
when
they changed.
They have changed, they certainly have. But they said, because I practice Saturday afternoons, and that's when Steph goes horse riding, so it all works out.
It's perfect. Mm. Perfect. All right.
What did you get up to?
Nothing.
Oh.
So let's talk about the Buzzcocks.
Oh, okay.
What a shame. Pete Shelley, lead singer of the Buzzcocks, and the man arguably responsible for getting punk rock going in this country. Because the thing was, it was a thing in London, but it hadn't really broken out. And Pete Shelley and, now, was it Howard DeVoto? I can't remember, but they went down to London to see what this punk thing was all about, because they were based in Manchester, and they liked it so much, they put on the first punk gig out of London, as I understand it, at the Free Trade Hall in Manchester, which became a seminal, famous, super legendary gig and all that, which I think was their first ever gig, and they ended up supporting the Sex Pistols. I think that's how it worked out. Anyway, he sadly died earlier this week, or rather last week, should I say, late last week. And I just feel a bit sad.
He's a proper legend.
Was a proper legend, and I can at least I can say I did see them live. Did you ever see them live?
No. Where did you see
fantastic.
Them?
They're fantastic. I saw them at the O2 Academy in Birmingham.
Oh.
When I still lived in Mansfield.
Oh, blimey!
Yeah, a punk all day.
That's when they got back together or something. They got back together in the 90s
really
or something.
Stopped.
Oh, right, okay.
Well, they never really stopped. They kept doing stuff. They kept... Because actually, when I was talking to Arturo Basic about this, he said, well, he mentioned Buzzcocks, and he said, well, the thing is, no one listens to their new stuff. No one shouts for their new stuff at gigs, so why should we do any new stuff? I went, yeah, but they probably keep doing the new stuff because they like writing songs.
Yeah.
And it's nice to do, and actually, you write a good song, people do want to hear it, don't they? But anyway... What I thought I'd do as tribute to them is play my favourite Buzzcocks song.
Right.
Which would seem sensible.
It would.
Now, this was on... It's because the thing was, they've got... The best album of theirs to get is called Singles Going Steady. And they made a point of not really bringing out singles that were off the albums. They wanted them separate from it. So Singles Going Steady has got all the singles on it, and it is terrific. But this album, this one's... I can't remember what it's called now. Oh, for goodness sake, I can't remember what it's called. It's okay. A diff something in a foreign kitchen.
Oh, fine. Okay.
It's a great album, and it's got this great song on it, and the start of this song has got an instrumental start to it that's actually Boredom, which is, if not their first single, one of their first singles. So it's got the start to Boredom, their first single, and we did play a cover of Boredom last year by the Negative Nancys. Just saying.
Right, okay.
But this one, I love. Tony, what is... Now, I'm saying the Buzzcocks. What is Buzzcocks' website?
Buzzcocks.co.uk?
Buzzcocks.com.
Oh, God.
Mate, Paulie Beans Net 5, Tony Neil, this is the Majestic, and I'm saying it in the accent they do, Fast Cars. Listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Sooner or later, you're going to listen to Ralph Nader. That is a good lyric there, Pete Shelley. Buzzcocks, I'd say, favourite song, sad loss. What I would say is we lost Marquis Smith at the start of the year, one of Manchester's finest. We've now lost Pete Shelley, one of Manchester's finest. All I'm saying is, in terms of punk rock, John Robb, I hope you're eating healthily.
Oh, God, yeah.
You never know, do you? Tony, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for...
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Ever fallen in love with someone you should have fallen in love with?
Nice.
Thanks.
Yes, thanks for your gigs. If you have any gigs for me, don't forget, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where are they playing, who they're playing with, how much is Sorted and playing. It is international, doesn't have to be in the UK. Email me your gigs. Got a few this week. So first up, the Bleach Boys.
Hello, fabulous news.
Yes. So
we will be playing another Bleach Boys track, maybe next week actually, or the week after.
Great. They did send
it's
us
Christmas a... soon, isn't it?
It really is. Unfortunately, I'm not ready for it yet, but hey ho.
No, but the Bleach Boys did do a Christmas song.
Have I played it?
No, I don't think so. I don't think they ever recorded it, but they did it live. They used to do White Christmas.
Right.
It's fantastic, a version of White Christmas.
Well, they're playing the Royal Sovereign in Clapton. It's the record release party for their new offering.
Brilliant.
So that was the 14th. Friday. Yes, Friday.
Friday the 14th.
So if you can get down there, do that. I have no more information than that. So if you are in Clapton, check it out. Right, and Iron Mike's been in touch.
Hello, Iron Mike.
He says, hi, Tony. It was great to finally meet up with you and Paul at the Sumac in October.
I don't think he means that.
I don't either. he cleared off quite quickly.
He did.
Hope you're both well. Yes, good to meet you too, Iron Mike. Thanks for the badge. It is now on my guitar strap, and it will be displayed at Apocalypse Babies gigs in 2019.
Ooh. Oh, Tony.
Feel free to give us a support slot. I've got a cracking gig for the International Gig Guide this week. Sunday the 15th of September. December, rather.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It's the 12 Punks of Christmas.
Hold on a minute. If it's Sunday the 15th,
oh, you're
that
right.
Makes it Saturday the 14th. That can't be right.
No. There, someone's wrong, because Saturday is the 15th.
Yeah.
Right, let me check out the Facebook events page. God, the internet's a great thing.
It's a good job.
16th. Right, it's 16th. Sunday the 16th. Bad Iron Mike.
Naughty Iron Mike, in your bed.
Right, this Sunday, the 12 Punks of Christmas, MK11 in Milton Keynes. Featuring Sick on the Bus, Luis Distress, Headstone Horrors, Face Up, Johnny and the Mental Breakdowns, Hazard, Lager Shop, Tuesday Club, Thrift Street, and the Dead Heartbeats. Tickets £10 plus booking fee, band start 2 p.m.
That's going to be very good.
That's going to be great. So if you are in the Milton Keynes area on Sunday and sick of shopping, and I'm sure you are, do check that out if you can.
And we've played at least three of those bands.
Yeah, I mean, Headstone Horrors are local as well to us.
They are, and we play Sick on the Bus, and we played Tuesday Club.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Who weren't that punky from memory?
I can't remember.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, Cheesy Club were good. I think they were from St Albans.
Okay. There you go.
In fact, didn't I interview one of them? Didn't they come up? I think they came up to my flat.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You thought
I remember
that.
Tuesday Club came up to my flat. I can't remember. They were planning to. I think they did. Oh, anyway.
One final gig, and it's a brief one. Not Glenn's been in touch.
Really?
Yes, she's got a gig for us. It's a
Jen special, isn't it?
It really is. It's the 9:30 Club, which apparently is in Washington DC.
Right.
The Pie Tasters, Big D and the Kids Table.
Oh, we played the Pie Tasters as well.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, now from memory, the Pie Tasters are either one of the bands, they're ska.
They are ska, yeah.
Yeah, they're either one of the bands that were on what's it called? Give 'em the Boot. Do you remember the Give 'em the Boot? Give 'em the Boot compilations.
Yeah,
there were four, I think, that came out. I think the Pie Tasters were on that. I was about to say they're one of the Canadian ska bands, but they're not. I think they're on Give 'em the Boot, which makes them Fat Wreck or something. One of those, doesn't it? Not Fat Wreck.
Could be. There's a picture of them on the side. There's 10 of them in it, and there's a lot of brass going on in that band. So I think you're right.
Yeah.
So there's $15. Pie Tasters, Big D and the Kids Table, The Forwards, and Ponytails and Cocktails. And
that's great.
That's actually Friday, December the 28th. So you got a couple of weeks for that. But that's from Not Glenn and her friend Luke.
Not Glenn and her friend Luke have been up to all sorts.
They really have.
I think we should leave it there.
I don't want to go any further on that one. But that's it for gigs.
So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
What do I get? Oh, what do I get? Right, Tony, I thought what we'd do now, as soon as we played the legendary Iggy and the Stooges and we played the legendary Buzzcocks, what would be a great idea would be to play the legendary Dire Straits.
Nice, yeah.
Except that I couldn't possibly ever do that in 100 million, billion, trillion, zillion years. However, there is a band in Atvidaberg. I don't know how to say that, but it's Swedish. Atvidaberg, yeah?
Nice.
I don't know how to say it. Anyway, fair. Called Marvel. Now, I'm saying that. I've spelled a Marvel, but it's an A umlaut.
Right.
All right, I think it's Marvel, right? And they are bringing out a Guilty Pleasures album next year, which is 10 cover versions. And they're letting us, they're drip feeding us some of the songs that are going to be on it. And they've done a version of, was it Dire Straits' first single, Sounds of Swing? Whatever. Anyway.
Don't know.
Now, the thing is, this ties in with my mate Geordie, John Codger, punk rock legend with a bad back, who has been learning steel guitar. And I said to him, oh, no, you're not going all Dire Straits, are you? He said, there's nothing wrong with Dire Straits, which I was not expecting.
Blimey.
But then remembered that he's from the North East, and Mark Knopfler's from the North East, so, you know, they're all mates up there, aren't they? Anyway. Point is, this Swedish rock outfit have done a version of Sultans of Swing, and I had a listen. I thought, that's great. So we're going to play it.
Fair enough.
Right? Hey, why not? What is Marvel's website?
Marvel.se?
Marvel.nu. Now, we don't know about NU, do we?
We've had this conversation before, haven't we? It's some kind of... It's a word that's popular in Sweden, I think it was, but it's not actually a Swedish area. Yeah. I can't remember.
So anyway, it's Marvel, M-A-R-V-E-L, without the umlaut, M-A-R-V-E-L.NU. Poorly means that six, still, isn't it? This is the Sultans of Swing. Listening to Guanabats Underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Sultans of Swing, and it wasn't the whole song.
No,
we faded that out because it does go on for over 5 minutes, and I thought it's bad enough playing Dire Straits, admittedly a great version, without playing the whole thing, and it's just it's a guitar solo in the last minute, so it's all fine. It's all good. Are you doing anything this week, Tony?
I'm interviewing someone for my assistant. I've been trying to hire an assistant to help me out at work, because I have been working a lot of hours, and to pursue my my future career as a lead guitarist in Apocalypse Babies, I need some more time. So I've got a job interview on Thursday. I'll be on the giving end, not the receiving end, as it were.
Right.
Apart from that, that's a bit, because there's no practice this week, there's no band practice, the band's recording, but they think it's too early for me to jump in on that, and they're probably right.
Yeah.
So that's it, really. Yeah, just trying to sort out Christmas, I guess, as well.
You've taken over a band, you've bought a horse, and now you're getting staff.
Yes.
I don't even know you anymore.
But I'm having staff in order to be a punk rocker, so I think I'm all right. So what are you up to?
This Sunday I'm doing the next instalment of the Nutty Nottingham Walking Tour from 2:30 in the afternoon.
Wow.
It's not really a Christmas special, but we're doing it on Sunday because Saturday we'll be too full of shoppers.
Yeah.
So if you would like to come along on the walk, it's great fun. Check out nuttynottingham.co.uk, and details about buying tickets are on there. And that's all I've got in mind. Last weekend I stayed in.
Okay.
On Friday, I might be getting drunk in Castle Donington.
Oh.
Which, if I do, I'll tell you about next week. And if I don't, I won't.
Right.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't want to say much more than that right now, but I say getting drunk in Castle Donington. I'm getting the bus to Castle Donington, which suggests I'll probably end up drunk.
I've never been out in Castle Donington.
Haven't you? Oh, it's all right.
Is it?
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah, it's cool. So that's my plan. So I'll tell you what, let's play two songs in a row to make up for it.
Okay.
All right. So the two songs you're going to play are from the Manchester Punk Festival, latest free / please pay a bit to download compilation. It's number 20 that they've done.
Wow.
And when they're leading up to, they do the Punk Festival one weekend in April every year, towards the end of the month.
Mm.
And leading up to it, they release free to download compilations of some of the bands that are on. And they're always really, really good, and they're really, really varied. Unusually for us, I've actually picked two that are both girl-fronted.
Oh.
But they're very, very different, as you'll see. When you download it, do try and give them a quid or something. It's hardly anything. There's about 20 songs on it. It's worth it, because all the money goes back into the festival. Anyway, stay tuned for Millie Manders and the Shut Up. But first up, Tony, The Creep Show. Rather well-known Canadian psychobilly band, but that kind of North American sort of punkabilly, I'd say Ontario psychobilly, but it's not that bouncy psychobilly like you get with the English. It's more sort of punk rock with a sound. You'll see what I mean when you play it. It's ever so good.
Okay.
What is The Creep Show's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ The Creep Show CA.
Facebook.com/ The Creep Show Official. Paulie B and the Internet 7, Tony Neil. Stay tuned for Millie Manders. This is Death at My Door.
I try my best to be Dyke Mike.
Tumble down houses, dust blow through the streets. People are weeping, clutching their things. Sirens are sounding out through the town. They hear it as death knolls. They all hunker down. The bombers are coming to flatten the land, killing the innocent child, woman, man. The premise of Pipers is terrorist threats, but terrorist action is what happens there. Exhausted and beaten, removed from the hills, traveling seas and countries unknown, landing on our shores with unthinkable loss. Face persecution from those that drop off.
Listening to Gnarly Wave underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Millie Manders and the Shut Up with a track called Lollipops. I'm saying Millie Manders. In London, it's probably Millie Manders.
Right.
But for the benefit of Manchester Punk Festival, it's Millie Manders and the Shut Up. What is Millie Manders and the Shut Up's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Millie Manders.
Facebook.com/Millie Manders Music. MillieManders music, making it probably be at the internet 8 Tony Nil.
Blimey.
Brilliant. We've played Millie before.
We have, yeah, I remember, yeah.
But not for quite a while, so really nice to get her back on the show, and I'll make sure that they know that we've played them. Tony, have you got a twat?
No.
Oh, dear.
It's been a while.
It has.
I've got a brand spanking new theme tune and no twat to play with.
I know, I really thought when we got that theme tune, that's it, there's a twat every week here.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it hasn't worked out that way.
No, nothing at all.
And there's plenty.
There really is. You know, indictments, investigations, Brexit votes being cancelled. There's all sorts of shit happening.
There really is.
But... No, no one's emailing me, so therefore no one can think it's twat-worthy.
Yeah, I know. So, anyway, have you told people how to do it yet?
No, I do now.
No,
so,
do that,
Do email me your twats. It's very easy to do. I mean, to email it to me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twats' name, where they're from, and a reason. It is that simple. All twats proceed with thanks. Every twat responded to. And we can't do the feature without you. And we certainly can't play the theme tune without doing the feature. You see where we're going? I need your twats, please. Thank you very much.
We need them. So what are you going to do instead?
I have nothing else, but I do have the usual things that I need to talk about, which is Podchaser. Podchaser, that's from back in the day.
Podchaser.
Now, we had a few weeks ago, we had a one-star review. It left a bit of a bad taste in the mouth. But
wankers.
If you can review us, please do so. If you haven't done so already, go to podchaser.com/punkyradio. You can review us. You need to log in, so you need an account. It's all free, but it will take you probably a couple of minutes. But if you can do it, much appreciated. We've only had 9 or 10 reviews, so it does help. So 1-2 will make a quite a big difference. So if you can do so, please do that.
Yeah, if you say we've only had 9 or 10, I mean, that's quite good, isn't it?
It's actually quite a lot more than most of them.
Yeah.
What I'm just saying is that if people are thinking that, well, one more's not going to make a difference, it will.
It will, yeah, it will.
10% more of a difference, depending on your arithmetic. Please do that. And finally, don't forget, we are now on Spotify. You are listening to this, so I guess you have found us, but if you want to listen to Spotify instead, it is on there. 656 shows as of last week. So if you do want, just pop in Spotify podcasts Punky, you'll find us right to the top. Listen to us there if you like, whatever you like. That's it.
Well done, Tony.
Thank you.
One last track this week.
Okay.
I got a lovely email from the member of the band Snide, who I think are no more, who's now in a new band called Perjury, saying, would you like to play any of our stuff? And I said, well, we will if we like it. And he said, well, I think it's rather good. I went, all right then. Not going to mess with you. It's Kent Punk and Oi, Tony. You don't muck about with this.
You don't.
And I'd like to dedicate this song to Paul Jordan, who every once in a while we mention, because he has asked in the past for us to play a fast song last.
Mm.
He's asked in the past for a fast one last.
Yes.
Well done, me. Because he goes jogging.
Mm.
And he listens to us while he's jogging. And he is my former prefect from the mid-1980s, so I have to do what he says. And I couldn't think of a better track to dedicate to him than this one. They brought out, these are three, this is a demo really, they brought out three, I'll pick this one. Let's see what you think of this, Tony. What is Perjury's, now bear in mind, if you get this wrong, you've got to strip off and run around with your pants on your head.
Okay.
This is the equivalent of getting 8-balled in pool here.
Wow.
All right. What is Perjury's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/perjuryband.
Facebook.com/perjurypunkband.
Oh, it's a good job. I'm already naked, isn't it?
And the internet 9. Tony nil. Yeah, you'll have to get your box shorts out of the cupboard to put them on your head so you can run around properly.
There you go.
Oh, I'm so happy. Simon Knott, are you listening? Turns out you were right after all. Paul Jordan, are you listening? This is Perjury on the Run.
Time charge, you actually can control those things and it makes my
That was Perjury on the Run. That's about the size of it for this week. Thank you so much for listening. Tony, maybe you could remind people of the internet stations that carry this show.
Yep, we're on Padunk, Padunk Radio, PODUNK, radio.com, and we're on Radio Andra. That's Radio Andra, that's ANDRA, and it's .se.
And if you're on Facebook, do have a look at facebook.com/TCOBS, the Church of Bacon Sandwiches. It's a distraction, really, but you know what? We've all got a bit of free time on our hands, haven't we?
Yeah, we do.
I might see one or two of you at my tour this Sunday. That'd be great if I did. In the meantime, say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog, a poog.
But you can't.